Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. U.S. beef being promoted in Macau. Back on that in just a moment. Indestructible, the hay conservers bale feeders from Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Bob Studebaker tells us stop wasting time and money on those cheap ring feeders.
We have probably one of the most expensive hay feeders on the market, but we have a 10-year guarantee on it. I've never heard anybody give a 5-minute guarantee on their hay feeder. But and most hay feeders that you go down to the feed store and get, 2 or 3 years, if you're lucky, is what you'll get out of them. I guarantee 10 years, most likely. If you're just halfway decent with it, it's going to last, you'll be passing it on. So how cheap is it? Do you buy a feeder that's a few dollars cheaper and replace it every 2-3 years? Or do you buy a feeder that's you never have to replace?
Go Bob Pipe and Steel's got flatbed trailers, fencing, and you can build your dream corral online at GoBobPipe.com. Call them 877-851-2365. Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Previously, we've told you about the beef promotion efforts funded by Oklahoma beef checkoff dollars from the Oklahoma Beef Council in concert with the U.S. Meat Export Federation to promote U.S. beef in the nation of Japan. Well, a similar effort's been done by the Nebraska Beef Council collaborating with the U.S. Meat Export Federation for a major U.S. beef promotion in the island nation of Macau. As a special administrative region of China that allows legalized gambling, one of the top gambling locations in the entire world, Macau attracts about 30 million visitors per year to its 35 casinos and other entertainment venues. The outdoor barbecue event, which was the focus of this major USB promotion, attracted meat buyers, chefs, and other food service professionals representing a lot of these businesses. Myron Danner is a rancher and cattle feeder from Burwell, Nebraska. He sits on the Nebraska Beef Council and says it was a great event.
I looked down the list of the people that were in attendance, and it was the players. It's the people that import the beef, the people that distribute it out to the restaurants. And a lot of the restaurants sent their executive chefs. And, there were over 200 people there in attendance. In fact, John Lamb with USMEF in Hong Kong said that he thought it was over half of the food and beverage industry from Macau were represented at this event. And the quality of the food at this barbecue was as good as you will find anywhere. It was just superb.
With the hope that 2014 will be the year that China will once again allow U.S. beef into the biggest market in the world, having U.S. beef prominently displayed in Macau is a great way to allow a lot of Chinese to sample that U.S. beef taste right now.
It's their vacation spot, the only legalized gambling spot in China. And when they go, it's going to be where they go for a better quality food. But the other thing that I see is that the people from mainland China come. And, of course, U.S. beef is locked out of mainland China at the moment, but I could see that changing pretty rapidly. We're going to get exposure to the masses of people that live in mainland China that at the moment have never had U.S. beef. And they come to Macau just to gamble, and they're only there for a few days or a week. But the exposure is going to be just phenomenal. If it would ever open up to mainland China, look out.
Back in December, the Obama administration trade officials, along with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, hearing from Chinese officials that they are willing to reopen the Chinese market to U.S. beef. If they do, this administrative region of China, Macau, will be a big influence on demand quickly of getting U.S. beef accepted by Chinese consumers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Is your favorite piece of John Deere equipment prepared for winter? Well, the guys at P&K Equipment have maintenance packages to get your machines tuned up and ready to go for spring. Whether you've got a John Deere zero-turn mower or a lawn tractor, a utility tractor, or a Gator utility vehicle, P&K has winter service specials to fit your every need. So give them a call to schedule your appointment today. But hurry, these deals won't last long. Visit them on the web at pkequipment.com to find out more. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.